Thanks to the four communities who have obviously come out in numbers today. Just before I talk about my position and Labor's position on this issue, I just want to say this, is that often as a councillor over at the City of Greater Geelong, who holds the environment sustainability portfolio, activists and people in the community come and see me and ask me how they can get their issues up within council. And I say to them that they have to go out and get their communities together and make submissions to council and go and see their politicians. So to have you out here today making what effectively is a town or set of town submissions is a fantastic thing. I'd also say this is, I know the journalist Martin Flanagan from The Age reasonably well, and he told me a story once where he was talking to Father Bob Maguire, and he said, Father Bob, if God really exists, how come evil happens in the world? And Father Bob said to him, well, the trouble is the devil's got better organisers. So, Martin said to him, what do we do? And he said, well, we go organise for the good, Martin. And so, obviously, I'd like to thank Damien and Alison and their team for organising for the good and getting this, event together. Thank you very much. If Labor is elected at the state election later this year, Labor is going to conduct a full parliamentary inquiry into the industry. Given that the community has declared its views on fracking, if elected, I'll respect that view and lobby the Energy Minister and the Cabinet, and indeed my parliamentary Labor colleagues and the Parliament as a whole, including my colleagues in the Upper House, to create exemption zones for communities that have democratically declared themselves frack-free. Labor is committed to listening to and taking account of the community. As a representative on council, and if I'm elected as a representative in the state parliament, I cannot be blind to what I see today and what I've heard along the campaign trail over the last 6 months. Damien and his team have represented your views very well to me, and I'm representing those views to the parliamentary Labor Party team, the shadow cabinet, and the party as a whole. I look forward to being part of a team that hopefully brings in a ban on unconventional gas mining across Victoria. That's my personal position, and certainly that's what I'll represent you on. At the moment, the Labor Party is calling for a full parliamentary inquiry. Politics is an ongoing process, and I look forward to working with you to ban unconventional gas mining in Victoria. Thanks.